For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at Northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Time for Chris Brown, chatting Bills on a Football Friday. Football Friday here on WGR. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. By Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. Morning, Chris. I heard you guys talking Jacksonville. And Ed Oliver said how these games are always weird, you know, 2-0 versus 0-2. It kind of doesn't feel like that. I think Bills fans might have a healthy respect for Jacksonville, knowing that they've been able to bite the Bills a couple times.
Yeah, I even called them a bugaboo opponent a little bit, because for some reason a lot of the success that the Bills enjoy, whether it's the offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball, it always seems to be more of a struggle against Jacksonville. And I was trying to find reasons why over the last two meetings, and it was noteworthy to mention that in the Week 5 meeting last year, the Bills went into that game without Greg Rousseau and Christian Benford. Both were out with injuries, and then they lose Daquan Jones and Matt Milano in the first three series of the game, and they had just lost Tre'Davious White the week before. I mean, that's a cavalcade of injuries, and they lose by five. So I don't know. I'm trying to pin it down, but I think, you know, Jacksonville just might be that opponent that's harder for them to play against for some unknown, unspecified reason.
One thing the Jags do, this version of the Jags, they get their explosive plays. Like this week in the NFL, Chris, explosive plays have been a big topic. And here's Jacksonville, number one in the league in explosive play rate, coming in against the Bills defense that often limits them. So it's even though Jacksonville has had their struggles on offense, I think they do present a good test for this Bills defense in showing everyone that they can, again, kind of hold down an offense with some potential.
Yes, and I think Brian Thomas is probably the guy to worry about the most. He has been the most explosive player for the Jaguars, their number one draft pick in this much ballyhooed wide receiver class. So I think, you know, playing top down, as the Bills are known to do, will be in order here. The key to being able to do that, however, is to be able to stop the run with six and seven man fronts. As long as you can do that, they should be fine in negating big plays, as they do with so many opponents.
What's your opinion of Trevor Lawrence on the overall? Feels like I asked this of a Jaguars guest earlier, Chris, that feels like I see three throws every week that look amazing, and then you look up at the stat line or just the result of the game, and it's how did that happen? Like, there's a lot of talent there, but we're still kind of waiting maybe for it all to come together, and at this point, maybe you're just wondering if it never will.
Yeah, fourth year, right? So when is it going to click is kind of the question that everybody's asking, because you can see the talent. I mean, his touchdown throw in the back of the end zone in week one over Jordan Poyer and another defensive back for Miami was insane. I mean, he threw it before the intended receiver had even broke from the post to the corner. So the anticipation and the arm talent, and let's not forget this, the guy can run. I don't think the pass rush plan is going to be all that different from what it was against Kyler Murray in week one with the legs that he has. He can really run, and I think he's still underrated as a runner. But all that being said, I think it's pretty apparent he has not reached that elite level of quarterbacking, which when you're the first pick in the draft, it's kind of expected. So he has not reached that level. I think when Doug Peterson became the head coach, there was hope that, oh, here's a head coach that will help him get to that level. And we just have not seen that manifest itself in any way for him. And I think, you know, just talking to a lot of people around the league this week, I think Jacksonville's trying to find that elite level of play as well. And it's hard to really pin down what their identity is offensively. And you look at all the talent they have on that side of the ball, you're like, what's the problem? But let's just hope they don't find it this week.
Chris Brown on Bills and Jags. Speaking of offensive identity, we're two games in for the Bills, and we've seen one game of, you know, Josh Allen does it all, and we've seen a little more commitment to the run. But it feels like there's still a lot of this Bills offense that's kind of yet to be unearthed, whether that's Kincaid being a big part of it, Curtis Samuel nursing that foot injury, Keon Coleman. Like last week against Miami, they didn't really need much of their offense. So potentially a game here where we get a little bit more of their identity here.
Yeah, Steve and I were talking about it on One Bills Live. We almost feel like the Bills have offense hasn't even put it into gear yet, and they've hung 30 on their first two opponents. I guess
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a good thing. Going forward, if they haven't really even come close to using all of their faculties to score points, so I would be encouraged by that. I think we're all curious as to what the game plan would be this week. I think the Jags defense has been susceptible to big plays themselves. And while they do hold teams down on the scoreboard, I think they're giving up an average of 19 points a game through the first 2 weeks. And that's, you know, nothing to sneeze at, considering Miami was their week one opponent. I think that they are vulnerable in certain areas, and without Tyson Campbell, their top corner, who's on IR now after suffering a hamstring injury in week one, they're a little thin at corner. So if I'm the Bills, I might even throw a little four wide out there just to test the depth of their cornerback contingent, because they're starting a rookie at the nickel spot, and they've got another rookie as their fifth corner. So you want to spread them thin, I would spread them out, put receivers on the field on Monday night.
With that being said, do you think, I mean, Shakir, especially if they're nickel corners like that, I mean, Shakir would be the guy you think of right away. The other receivers, I mean, they're not going to be in, I'm sure, a lot of games like Miami where they can just kind of hit the cruise control button in the second half. A guy that you think is going to be more involved than he has been in the first 2 weeks, it probably could be any of the other three receivers, I would think.
Right, and you know, I think that's the beauty of this offense, and I think I don't know that we've got a tremendous amount of evidence of this, but we talked about this going into the season. You know, without a Diggs or an alpha receiver, Josh is kind of in the same boat that Jordan Love was in last year. And Jordan Love talked about this a lot during training camp for the Packers. He said, I like it because I can just play the play. And I think Josh has that freedom now. There isn't this, he's not beholden to get his alpha receiver more involved and make more plays and, you know, force feed him the football. Josh can just call the play and play the play and not feel like he's got to play favorites out there. I think that makes this offense more unpredictable.
7:30 Monday night for Monday Night Football. Chris, thanks. We'll chat Tuesday.
All right. Enjoy the weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline. Speaking of Shakir, the fantasy site that tells me what to do, Joe, wants me to start Shakir over Christian Kirk. I have both these guys on one
Wait,
team.
Wait, he wants you to start Shakir or
I'm
Kirk?
Sorry. It wants me to start Kirk over Shakir, and I'm not going to do that. I'm at Shakir. If you're a deep enough league, I meant Shakir is in the lineup every week. Is he not getting at least 7 targets in this game?
I think you would need to have a loaded, loaded team to not have him at least in like a flex spot.
Yeah. Because
he right now is the number one target in a Josh Allen offense.
And wouldn't you even conservatively say, oh, okay, he'll get 8 targets. That's good for 8 catches.
Yeah.
Wait, the streak. We got to watch the streak. What's this?
21 targets in a row, and I think he's 7 or 8 off the NFL record. I looked this up the other day. I think I have it. It's a little bit of a hard stat to find, but I think I have it, that he has the longest streak ever of consecutive targets caught by a wide receiver. Like, the only there's a bunch of names above him, but they're all running backs. And maybe there's, like, a tight end. So
keep the streak alive.
Yeah, like, I don't want to jinx him, but he's – and there is a playoff game in there. Like, the Chief playoff game, I think he caught 7 of 9 targets. So that's another little asterisk here. But the point is, he is catching everything that comes his way.
Yeah.
And that's on top of the yak ability after, so...
There's two things there. There's the hands, the efficiency. There's also built into that, the reason the record is held by a running back, he's not getting the Gabe Davis throws.
Like, no, right, like, they're dump-offs. Running back ones.
Right, and Shakir is middle of the field, what's the deepest throw of those 21 consecutive targets? Might it be 15, 20 yards?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, most of them are going to be 10 yards-ish. But whatever, like it's built in. 803-0550, our thanks to Chris Brown. Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy coming up at the top of the hour. There's another streak to watch. Aiden Hutchinson this weekend is going for a record. We'll get to that in the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy. Also, I have a new favorite, one of my favorite players in the NFL, Cam Taylor-Britt. Remember last week?
Cam Taylor-Britt, he made the one-handed interception?
But before that, how he trash-talked Xavier Worthy. He just runs straight. That's all he does.
Yeah.
Cam Taylor-Britt has given us another one. This time, he's breaking down the Washington offense. Tell you what he said next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.